The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, it seems the fuss over Will Smith slapping Chris Rock is still everywhere. The movie industry, comedians, and just regular folks are all trying to figure out why or what happened. Will Smith took issue with Rock's joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, his wife. He promptly got out of his seat, walked to the stage, and smacked Chris Rock in the face. There was even some back and forth after Smith left the stage. Lots of jibber-jabber ensued on social media, next morning radio and TV shows, newspapers, and magazines. I hesitate to call it a dust-up because the slap in the face was a doozy. Will Smith has since apologized for his behavior, including an apology to Chris Rock, but not in a personal conversation, but on social media. Meantime, the Academy has taken its own slap at Smith, condemning his actions and looking for a formal review of the incident last Sunday. The slap wasn't the only thing that happened at the Oscars. Ariana DeBose, who was born in Wilmington and raised in Raleigh, won Best Actress in a Supporting Role for West Side Story and made history as the first openly queer woman of color to win the category. The entertainment world made other news in the past week, but the Will Smith-Chris Rock incident kind of overshadowed just about everything. By the way, last night, as of when this program was recorded, Chris Rock went back to the stage for his latest tour, and the only thing he commented about the incident with Will Smith was that he was still trying to process the whole incident. Okay, we finally have a location for the Van Gogh Immersive Experience. The venue is reportedly a vacant building at 6240 Glenwood Avenue off Pleasant Valley Road. The story doesn't end there, still looking for an opening date. According to news reports, event organizers say it will start no later than April 21st and run through June. Maybe, possibly, perhaps. But anyway, they're saying it will start no later than April 21st. We'll see. The event is being dubbed as all digital, hands-free, and perfect for our socially distant world. Visitors to the exhibit will be required to wear face masks at all times. Now, tickets can be purchased through the event's website, vangoexpo.com/Raleigh. Prices start at $34.90 for adults and $19.90 for the kids. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on at some of the amphitheaters in the area. Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills is back with its beach music series Thursday evenings from 5 to 9. Here's the rundown. It starts April 21st, and the first performers, North Tower. April 28th, Band of Oz. May 5th, Liquid Pleasure. May 12th, Legacy Motown Review. May 19th, the Catalinas. May 26th, the Tones. June 2nd, Blackwater Band. June 9th, Too Much, Sylvia. June 16th, Chairman of the Board. And June 23rd, the Embers, featuring Craig Woolard. All right, looking at the clubs on downtown Raleigh, Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. Friday, April 8th, it's Runaway Gin, of course, a tribute to Phish. That starts at 9. Saturday, April 9th, Steam Room Etiquette with Pipe Sleeve. Concert starts at 8:30. Sunday, April 10th, Chris Renzema with Antoine Bradford at 8. Thursday, April 14th, Future Birds with Illiterate Light at 8:30. And once again, Friday, April 15th, Future Birds with Illiterate Light at 8:30. Saturday, April 16th, Idle Wild South, tribute to the Allman Brothers Band, starts at 8. Tuesday, April 19th, Cody Canada and the Departed with Them Dirty Roses at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, April 20th, Twiddle with Three Sound at 8:30. Thursday, April 21st, Digital Roses Tour, Big Crit with Price Elhe at 8. Saturday, April 23rd, Arson Daly plus Mo Lauda and The Humble with Modern Kind. That's at 9. And Sunday, April 24th, Stickmen, and that starts at 8. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows there start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, April 6th, Pazor with Malvich and Noctum at 8:30. Thursday, April 7th, Paycheck, Jen Trammell, Darius King, Arkeo, Left Dead, Big John, and Noah. That all starts at 7:30. Friday, April 8th, Nearly Strangers with Jacuzzi and the Number Nines. Saturday, April 9th, Road to Shikori featuring Tumbao, Africa Unplugged, and Laura Gonzicki. Sunday, April 10th, Cat Bamboo with Echo Nest and Clout Chaser at 8. Tuesday, April 12th at Poorhouse Music Hall, Benefit for Ukraine with Pseudo Cowboys, Roar the Engines, and Why the Hell Not. And that all starts at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, April 13th, the Nth Power with Zoo Crew at 8 o'clock. Thursday, April 14th, Animal Weapon album release with Lewis, Casey Battle, and Sammy D and Snars. Friday, April 15th, Magic Beans with the Orange Constant. Saturday, April 16th, Tubab Crew with Jonathan Scales and Forkestra. Sunday, April 17th, the Hamiltones with Soli Ghost and Deshaun and Soul at 8 o'clock. For the Ritz, here's the latest rundown. The Ritz, of course, on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Okay, Wednesday, April 6th, Jelly Roll, Work in Progress, U.S. Tour. Thursday, April 7th, Car Seat Headrest. Saturday, April 9th, Jerry Cantell. Monday, April 11th, Johnny Swim, the Johnny Swim Show. Tuesday, April 12th, Mount Joy. Friday, April 15th, Yacht Rock Review. Wednesday, April 20th. It is Todrick Hall, the Femuline Tour. Friday, April 22nd, the Band Camino with special guests Floor and Hastings. And then Saturday, April 23rd, it is Beartooth, the Below Tour, Part 2. A reminder, Merle Fest is right around the corner, set for April 28th, which is a Thursday, and it runs through Sunday, May 1st. Here are some of the headliners: Steep Canyon Rangers, Kruger Brothers, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Old Crow Medicine Show, Jim Lauderdale, Donna the Buffalo, Joe Smothers, Sam Bush Band, the Earls of Leicester, Cynthian, Allison Russell, Carol Rifkin, Jerry Douglas, and the list goes on and on. Again, those dates, April 28th through May 1st, and the Merle Fest is held in Wilkesboro. DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, Wednesday, April 6th, it's two cellos with special guest Matt Simmons. Having wrapped up a billion-plus audio streams, countless sold-out concerts, and millions of fans across the globe in their 10 years together as two cellos, the Croatian duo recently announced their sixth full-length album, Dedicated. It's due out in September. It's available for pre-order now. Dedicated celebrates the group's momentous 10th year anniversary. Thursday, April 7th at DPAC Letterkenny Live, the group revolves around the dust-ups Wayne Kiso and his pals get into it with their small-town rivals. For the Hicks, kids and hockey players of Letterkenny, getting your butt kicked is a legitimate concern on a day-to-day basis. Friday, April 8th at DPAC, Britt Floyd, World Tour 2022. Britt Floyd, listed as the world's greatest Pink Floyd show, returns to the stage to perform its brand new production, including highlights from The Wall, The Dark Side of the Moon, Wish You Were Here, Animals, and The Division Bell. Saturday, April 9th, Brian Regan, a regular on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Brian is the rare guest who the show invites on for two segments, a performance segment and a segment on the couch to chat with Jimmy. Wednesday, April 13th, Postmodern Jukebox. As always, the Postmodern Jukebox dazzling live shows, the grand reopening tour, will feature an ensemble of multi-talented singers and musicians bringing generation-spanning arrangements alive night after night. Thursday, April 14th, it's Trey Kennedy, the Are You For Real Tour. A writer, actor, comedian, and musician, Trey can truly do it all. Best known for his hilariously spot-on sketches that put the perfect comedic spin on the idiosyncrasies of specific groups. Then there's The Price is Right Live. That's Friday, April 15th. Want to play? No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. states and Canada, excluding Puerto Rico and Quebec, 18 years or older, ticket purchase will not increase your chances of being selected to play. To register for the chance to be a contestant, visit the registration area at or near the Blue Cross Blue Shield Ticketing Center at DPAC 3 hours prior to showtime. Complete rules available at DPACNC.com. That's The Price is Right Live. Saturday and Sunday, the talk of the entertainment world these days, April 16th and 17th at DPAC, Chris Rock, Ego Death World Tour 2022. Lauded by peers and critics alike, Rock is one of our generation's strongest comedic voices. Tuesday through Sunday, April 19th through the 24th, it's Pretty Woman, the musical. Featured in the musical, of course, is Roy Orbison and Bill Dee's international smash hit song, Oh, Pretty Woman, which inspired one of the most beloved romantic comedy films of all time. Pretty Woman, the film, was an international smash hit when it was released in 1990. Now, 30 years later, Pretty Woman, the musical, is big romance and big fun. That from Broadway.com. Also at DPAC, Tuesday, April 26th, it's Gladys Knight. Very few singers over the last 50 years have matched Gladys Knight's artistry. This seven-time Grammy Award winner has earned number one hits in many genres, including pop, R&B, and adult contemporary, And she's triumphed in film, television, and live performance. Wednesday, April 27th, Hannah Gadsby, body of work. She captured the world's attention with her groundbreaking stand-up shows Nanette and Douglas. In 2018, Hannah's global sensation Nanette played to sold-out houses across the world before launching on Netflix, garnering Hannah an Emmy and a Peabody. This is a phone-free experience. Use of mobile phones, smartwatches, smart accessories, cameras, or recording devices will not be permitted. That's Hannah Gadsby, body of work, on Wednesday, April 27th. Friday, April 29th through Sunday, May 1st, Jersey Boys. Tuesday through Sunday, May 3rd through the 8th, My Fair Lady, boasting, of course, such classic songs as I Could Have Danced All Night, The Rain in Spain, Wouldn't It Be Loverly, and On the Street Where You Live. Okay, PNC Arena in West Raleigh. Saturday, April 9th, Bon Jovi. Monday, May 16th, Casting Crowns plus Hillsong Worship featuring We the Kingdom. Sunday, May 22nd, John Mulaney from Scratch Tour. Wednesday, June 22nd, Machine Gun Kelly. Saturday, June 25th, James Taylor and his all-star band. Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. We'll start off with Wednesday, April 6th, with Paperhand Puppet Intervention. For over 20 years, Donovan Zimmerman and Jan Berger have used papier-mâché, cardboard, bamboo, old house paints, cloth, and other junk to create incredible giant puppets, masks, shadow plays, and spectacular performances for all ages. That show is at 9:45 a.m. Okay, Thursday, April 7th, Girl Named Tom. Small town siblings trio, Girl Named Tom, seeks to create harmony in a world divided. With their distinctive harmonies and heartfelt performances, Becca, Joshua, and Caleb Leachty won the hearts of America while becoming the only group to ever win NBC's The Voice. Friday, April 8th, Verdas Manic Man World Tour. With a career traversing Bollywood, music, and comedy, Verdas has the experience of a lifetime in the entertainment industry. Saturday, April 9th, Country Wayne Straight Out the Mud Tour. Recently named one of Variety's top 10 comics to watch in 2021, Country Wayne, a.k.a. Wayne Colley, has garnered a loyal following from his wildly popular digital sketches and hilarious stand-up, generating an extraordinary amount of buzz among his peers within the entertainment industry. That's a 7:30 show. The Verdas Manic Man World, that's at 7. Forgot to mention that. Monday, April 11th, The Fire of Freedom. A one-man play starring actor Mike Wiley and featuring vocalist Mary Williams. It depicts a freedom fighter's journey from ex-slave to one of the most compelling political leaders of his time. Abraham Galloway was born near Wilmington, North Carolina in 1837. He escaped from slavery, became a radical abolitionist, risked his life behind Confederate lines as a Union spy, and recruited hundreds of black soldiers to fight during the Civil War. This show starts at 7 o'clock. Thursday, April 14th, Steve Hackett, Genesis Revisited. Friday, April 15th, Mark Norman, All Over the Road Tour. That starts at 7. Saturday, April 16th, Tommy Emmanuel with special guest Richard Smith. And that's a look at the rundown at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Switching to Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. Friday, April 8th, it's Doc and Cover, the eminent flat-picking genius David Greer, a longtime Doc Watson sideman Jack Lawrence, and Americana veteran Robbie Foulkes team up for a guitar-fueled tribute to the music and mind of Doc Watson. This is a Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, April 8th and 9th, Gershwin Piano Concerto from the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, April 8th and 10th, Magic Flute from the North Carolina Opera. Saturday and Sunday, April 9th and 10th, the Magnetic Fields at Fletcher Opera Theater. And forgot to mention, Magic Flute is in Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, April 13th, an evening with David Sedaris at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, April 16th, Me, Myself, and Shirley, best known for her iconic role as Shirley Feeney in the hit television series Laverne and Shirley. Cindy Williams is a versatile actress and comedian who overcame a challenging childhood to pursue her love of acting and in the process found stardom. Thursday and through Sunday, April 21st through the 24th, Carolina Ballet, Spring Tidings of Bach, Chaminade, and Glass. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, April 22nd and 23rd, ABBA, the concert with North Carolina Symphony, the world's top ABBA tribute, or ABBA tribute band, joins the symphony to perform the iconic songs of a generation. Saturday, April 23rd, Carolina Youth Ballet, The Adventures of Alice. It tells, of course, of a girl named Alice who falls down a rabbit hole into a fantasy world. Wonderland, of course, populated by peculiar anthropomorphic creatures. The tale plays with logic, giving the story lasting popularity with adults as well as children. And that is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, April 24th, Raleigh Give Back Benefit Concert, CC and Company. A benefit concert to support Move at Raleigh, a nonprofit organization that encourages residents in the Triangle area to get out and move. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, April 29th, it's Snarky Puppy. After a decade of relentless touring and recording in all but complete obscurity, the Texas-bred, New York-based quasi-collective suddenly found itself held up by the press and public as one of the major figures in the jazz world. This is at Memorial Auditorium. And to close out April, Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th, Scheherazade from the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Next one here, I'll go ahead and add it to the list as well. April 29th through May 8th, Ring of Fire. This is a North Carolina theater event, a foot-stomping, crowd-pleasing salute to the man in black. Johnny Cash's remarkable life story unfolds on stage through more than two dozen of the legend's classic hits, including I Walk the Line, A Boy Named Sue, Folsom Prison Blues, and, of course, the title song, Ring of Fire. A multi-talented cast weaves the tale of struggle and success, faith and family, and love and life, climaxing in an energetic and exhilarating concert experience. And that is at Fletcher Opera Theater. All right, if you like to attend concerts a lot, Live Nation is out with a new program called Lawn Pass. The Lawn Pass gets you into almost every concert this summer at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Live Nation is offering a Lawn Pass for the 2022 summer concert season at each of its 30 venues across the country. The pass, $199 plus fees, and includes access to that specific venue's shows all summer. Each venue has a limited number of passes available. The passes for Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek and Raleigh are on sale now via the Lawn Pass website, which is lawnpass.livenation.com. The tickets include one lawn ticket for each event, general admission parking, and fast lane access. However, there are three concerts not included. Well, this one has already been canceled. Foo Fighters on May 20th. Their concert has been canceled across the country following the loss of their drummer. There are two other shows not included in the Lawn Pass. Morgan Whalen on June 3rd and Tedeschi Trucks on July 21st. The Lawn Pass is also available for purchase for concerts at Charlotte's PNC Music Pavilion. Fans of the 60s and 70s music, take note. The Happy Together Tour is making a stop at Carolina Theater. The stellar lineup includes the Turtles, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Association, the Vogues, the Cowsills, and Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night. As you might expect, you're going to hear a lot of number one hits, way too many to mention in this time frame. That's the Happy Together Tour 2022, June 9th at Carolina Theater. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.